Hey, Aaron, what are you doing?
Hi, Laura. I'm practicing.
你在练习 practicing for what?
Pokemon Go.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, everyone's playing this new game, and
right?
I want to play too.
Yes. Are you sure you know how to play, though?
Yes, you have to throw the ball at the Pokemon.
我当然知道啊 yes, but not quite like that.
What do you mean?
Well, you can only play Pokemon Go on a smartphone, 在手机上。
What? People keep saying they're going outside to the park to play.
天哪 ,Aaron 老师也太可爱了吧。他竟然觉得可以去外面练习，所以其实就不用用手机练习玩宝可梦。Okay, that's true, but the game is still on their phones while they're outside.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not doing it right then.
It's okay. I'll show you how to play as soon as we're finished today's article.
Okay.
Everyone's crazy for Pokemon Go.
People everywhere are playing Pokemon Go. The game has some good points. Getting fresh air. Pokemon Go helps people with autism go outside more. The game also makes people exercise by walking.They might even meet new people this way. Being creative. In the game, you find Pokemon in the real world around you. This lets people take fun and creative photos. It can also make you feel like a kid again. Noticing new things. In Taiwan, many of the Pokestops are electricity boxes.The boxes have paintings on them. Thanks to the game, more people can notice these works.
Word power!
Everywhere. Everywhere. There is water.Everywhere on the floor. Please clean it up. There is water everywhere on the floor. Please clean it up. Exercise. 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 Exercised. Exercised. Anna likes to exercise every day after school.Anna likes to exercise every day after school. Kid. Kid. The kids played games in the park with their dad. The kids played games in the park with their dad. Notice. Notice. Notice.Noticed, noticed. Nobody noticed my new shirt. Nobody noticed my new shirt.
So our article starts out today by saying, people everywhere are playing Pokemon Go.
OK, 所以一开始我们课文就提到，哇，世界各地的人们都在玩什么呢？精灵宝可梦 Go, Pokemon Go.
Now I'd like to talk more about the adverb everywhere, which is spelled E-V-E-R-Y-W-H-E-R-E, everywhere. The adverb everywhere means in every place or to every place.For example, we could say, there is water everywhere on the floor. Please clean it up. Again, there is water everywhere on the floor. Please clean it up. Hey, Laura, what can you tell me about the word everywhere?
Everywhere 其实是个副词，就是到处的意思。像是因为韩剧的关系，很多这个韩国的流行歌曲都超红的，几乎走到哪就可以听到他们哦。I can hear K-pop music everywhere these days. OK, 那刚刚的例句提到的就是呢 ，There's water everywhere on the floor. 地板到处都是水 ，Please clean it up. 要清理干净哦。
All right, now I want to know more about this game. The article says, the game has some good points.
没错，其实这个游戏呢，就是 Pokemon Go, 可是有一些好处的哦 good points.
Now let's find out what the first one is. The article says, getting fresh air.
Okay. 没错，所以一开始呢，它的好处的第一个就是呼吸新鲜空气 ，fresh air.
Now everyone gets fresh air when they go outside, but the game has also helped a certain group of people. The article says Pokemon Go helps people with autism.Go outside more. Now, autism is a mental disorder, which means it affects our brains. But I'm going to get Laura to help me out by explaining a bit more.
没错，因为 autism 这个字有一点点难哦，它就是指自闭症或是患有自闭症的人，我们就可以用形容词 autistic, A-U-T-I-S-T-I-C, 这个形容词来表示患有自闭症的。好，回到课文是说呢，这个 Pokemon Go,它可以帮助自闭症患者多到户外走动哦。
Thanks, Laura. That's a pretty tough word, even for me. Now let's get back to the article. It says, the game also makes people exercise by walking.
Great! 其实这款游戏同时也可以让人们怎么样，借由走路来 exercise, 运动。
Now what about the word exercise? Well,First, you should know it's a verb, and it's spelled E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E. So exercise is a verb, and it's moving your body in a way that keeps you healthy. For example, Anna likes to exercise every day after school. One more time. Anna likes to exercise every day after school.See? Laura's exercising right now.
That's tiring, 没错。我希望我可以多多的 exercise, 运动啊。它是个动词哦。只不过运动一定要怎么样持之以恒，而且要每天运动才有效哦。因此呢， it's important to exercise every day.
That's right.
那除了运动也要吃得对，吃得健康。I really want to eat right and exercise regularly. OK, 所以刚刚的例句提到就是Anna, 她喜欢在每天下课后运动哦。
Now there's something more. The article says they might even meet new people this way.
Oh, that sounds great. 就听起来也不错，他们也可能因为这样而认识新的人，新的好朋友哦。
Now, on to point two.Which is being creative.
就是想象力是你的超能力，就是第二个好处啦。
Hey Laura, are you creative?
Of course, 我当然非常的 creative, 我当然很有创意啦，这是个形容词哦。Well, for example, did you know that I can make earrings and even write children's songs?
I didn't. That is very creative. Good work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's get back to the article. It says, in the game, you find Pokemon in the real world around you.
I like that part. Okay, 所以在这个游戏当中，你可以在现实的世界 real world 找到宝可梦的踪迹哦。
Now, I already know that part. So here's how it makes you creative. The article says, this lets people take fun and creative photos.
没错没错，其实我们常常会在真实的地方找到什么呢？这个怪兽，对不对？神奇宝贝。那这样可以让人们怎么样拍一下有趣又有创意的照片。不过这里我们要停一下，因为我们的 Magic Box 找亮点要教大家，就是刚刚有提到的实义动词用法，像是 let, make 等等哦。Let's take a look.
Magic Box 找亮点。
Oopsie! Oh,
哇，又到了我最爱的长亮点时间喽！虽然大家都知道我是个 bad girl， 但我觉得会让大家学到很多东西的。I'll make you all learn a lot of things. Don't worry. 今天小丑女呢，就来教教大家这个使役动词的用法。什么是使役动词呢？它有三种 ：have、make and let。当你要叫别人去做某件的事情的时候，就可以把它拿出来用喽。啊，我最讨厌自己动手了，所以啊，我都嘛叫其他人去做所有的事情哦。I make other people do everything for me. I make other people do everything for me. 没错，这边的 make 就是我们的使役动词喽。Make somebody do something， 千千万万要记得在使役动词的后面的那个动词，一定要是原形动词哦，不要用错，不然就是个小坏蛋。Hey， you 就是你。来来来来，我脚酸了，赶快拿椅子给我坐吧。Okay, thank you. 哎，喂，不要那么快走嘛，你干嘛很怕我吗？来，赶快跟大家讲讲你刚才做了什么事情啊？
You have me to take a chair for you?
No. Oops, 太凶了吗？ Now try again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You have me take a chair for you.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. 我让你拿一张椅子给我，对吗？这个小坏蛋。记得实义动词的后面要用原形动词，加 to 是错的哦。好吧， I'll let you go now。我就让你走吧，还是你想要留在这边陪我一起吗？
哦，不用了，我先走了。
All right, bye。好，我刚刚说了 ，I'll let you go, I'll let you go， 我会让你走，一样是使用的使役动词 let 加上后面的原形动词 go 哦。那最后我就来帮大家复习一遍吧。使役动词有 have、make and let。Have, make, let somebody do something. 后面记得是使用原形动词，这样就可以喽。好吧，那我就要继续去执行别的任务喽。Bye.
I've seen some really creative Pokemon photos. Sometimes there are even Pokemons on cars.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can it do? The article says.It can also make you feel like a kid again.
Okay, 同时呢，你也会又有这种回到孩童时期一样的感觉哦。
Okay, now this sounds great. Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
We'll find out by looking at the noun kid, which is spelled K-I-D, kid. So remember, kid is a noun. It's another word for child.And as an example, we could say, the kids played games in the park with their dad. One more time. The kids played games in the park with their dad. I'd love to feel like a kid again. What about you, Laura?
Me too. 我超想回到当小小孩的时候。I wish we could get on the time machine, 时光机 and go back to the time when we were kids. Okay, 我们来看一下刚刚一直提到的 kid 这个字呢，没错，就是小孩的意思，它是个名词，其实就等于 child, C-H-I-L-D. 像是我小朋友的时候呢， I loved to play Nintendo games,就是任天堂 when I was a kid. OK, 那回到刚刚的例句提到就是孩子们跟他爸爸呢在公园玩游戏。
All right, now are you ready for point three? It's noticing new things.
这是发掘新事物。
Now,I noticed a vocabulary word there. It's the verb notice, which you spell N-O-T-I-C-E, notice.The word notice is a verb. When you notice something, you start to see, hear, or smell it for the first time. For example, nobody noticed my new shirt. One more time. Nobody noticed my new shirt.
What's that smell?
Is it a good smell?
Yes.
Then it's me.
Okay, 我们来看一下 notice 这个字呢，其实它是个动词啦，就是表示注意、留意的意思。它的动词三态的变化，注意一下就是 notice, noticed, 直接接 d, noticed. Okay, so 刚刚 Aaron 很可怜说 nobody noticed my new shirt, 没有人注意到我的新衬衫。I did.
Thank you. Now, what kind of things can you notice? The article says... In Taiwan, many of the Pokestops are electricity boxes.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Pokestops 就是宝可梦补给站。那便利商的英文其实也很简单，它就是用 electricity 就是电力这个字呢，再加 box 箱子 electricity box。
Mm-hmm. Now, what's so special about these electricity boxes?
Well, let's continue reading. The article says, the boxes have paintings on them.
Oh, that's great. Now, a painting is a picture that's made with paint. I bet that makes the electricity boxes more beautiful.
That's right. Okay, so 这些变电箱上面都有 painting, 当然就是绘画的意思哦。
All right, let's look at the last line of our article. It says...Thanks to the game, more people can notice these works.
Okay, 所以这里我们看到多亏这款游戏，当然就是 Pokemon Go, 更多的人可以注意到这些怎么样艺术作品啦。那这里的 thanks to 其实就是有幸亏什么什么，或者是由于什么什么这样的意思哦。
And thanks to Laura, we now know what thanks to means. But that's all the time we've got for our article, so let's finish up with a quick review.
Okay. Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay.Our breathing exercises are finished.
Right.
Are you ready to play?
Of course.
All right, let's go.
Okay, go!
That's good exercise.
Hey, look over there!
Oh, they're playing Pokemon too! Let's go say hi!
Okay.
Okay.
Can you take one for me too?
Yes. Okay. This is so much fun.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, I didn't know there was a painting over there. It's the whole side of the building.
对啊，我也不知道这边有这么漂亮的彩绘，而且还是这个大楼的墙哎。
And look over there. There's a cool statue.
真的，那个 statue 雕像好酷哦。
You notice so many cool things when you play this game.
没错，因为 Pokemon Go 真的可以重新发现好多身边的新事物。
People in Taiwan are so creative.
Right.
Let's think of something creative to do in the city.
当然好啊，我们也要发挥我们的 creativity, 我们的创意，来让我们的城市更加美化哦。Cool, let's continue playing.
Okay.
Everyone's crazy for Pokemon Go.
People everywhere are playing Pokemon Go. The game has some good points. Getting fresh air. Pokemon Go helps people with autism go outside more. The game also makes people exercise by walking.They might even meet new people this way. Being creative. In the game, you find Pokemon in the real world around you. This lets people take fun and creative photos. It can also make you feel like a kid again. Noticing new things. In Taiwan, many of the Pokestops are electricity boxes.The boxes have paintings on them. Thanks to the game, more people can notice these works.
Everywhere. Everywhere. There is water everywhere on the floor. Please clean it up. There is water everywhere on the floor. Please clean it up.Exercise, exercise, exercise, exercised, exercised. Anna likes to exercise every day after school. Anna likes to exercise every day after school. Kid, kid. The kids played games in the park with their dad. The kids played games in the park with their dad. Notice, notice. Notice, noticed, noticed. Nobody noticed my new shirt. Nobody noticed my new shirt.